Welcome to Scheib Park in Philadelphia, for the game between the Chicago White Sox and the Philadelphia Athletics. Here are the starting lineups. For the Chicago White Sox. Batting in the leadoff spot. The right fielder, Wally Moses. Batting second. The center fielder, Merle Hoog. Batting third. The first baseman, Joe Quell. Batting fourth. The left fielder, Taffy Wright. Batting fifth. The shortstop, Luke Appling. Batting sixth. The third baseman, Bob Kennedy. Batting seventh. The second baseman, Don Callaway. Batting eighth. The catcher, Tom Turner. Batting ninth. The pitcher, Eddie Smith. Pitching for the Chicago White Sox, Eddie Smith. For the Philadelphia Athletics. Batting in the leadoff spot. The center fielder, Mike Krivic. Batting second. The right fielder, Elmer Vallow. Batting third. The first baseman, Dick Siebert. Batting fourth. The left fielder, Bob Johnson. Batting fifth. The third baseman, Buddy Blair. Batting sixth. The shortstop, Pete Suter. Batting seventh. The second baseman, Bill Knickerbocker. Batting eighth. The catcher, Hal Wagner. Batting ninth. The pitcher, Roger Wolf. Pitching for the Philadelphia Athletics, Roger Wolf. And now, play ball. Wally Moses is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Moses hits a ball on the ground towards first. Siebert scoops it up and throws to first, with Wolf covering, for the out. One out. Merle Hoog is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hoog strikes out. Two outs. Joe Quell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Quell hits a ball on the ground towards first. Siebert scoops it up and throws to first, with Wolf covering, for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning one, with the score, the White Sox nothing, and the Athletics nothing. The Athletics will come to bat. Mike Krivic is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Krivic hits a line drive into center field, out of the reach of Hoog, who is chasing the ball. Krivic reaches third base with a triple. Elmer Vallow is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Vallow hits a ball on the ground towards first. Quell scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats Vallow for the out. Krivic scores. One out. It's 1-0, Athletics. Dick Siebert is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Siebert hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Bob Johnson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Johnson hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Siebert moves to second. Buddy Blair is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Blair hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Callaway fields it, throws to second for one, and over to first, double play. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning two, with the score, the Athletics 1, and the White Sox nothing. The White Sox will come to bat. Taffy Wright is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wright hits a fly ball into center field. Krivic settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Luke Appling is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Appling hits a pop-up towards short. Suter settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Bob Kennedy is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kennedy hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Don Callaway is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Callaway hits a ball on the ground towards short. Suter fields it and throws to second for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning two, with the score, the Athletics 1, and the White Sox nothing. The Athletics will come to bat. Pete Suter is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Suter hits a pop-up towards third. Kennedy settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Bill Knickerbocker is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Knickerbocker hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Hal Wagner is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wagner hits a ball on the ground towards short. Appling misplays the ball. That's an error on Appling. Knickerbocker moves to second. Roger Wolf is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wolf strikes out. Two outs. Mike Krivic is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Krivic is 1-for-1 in the game, with a triple. Krivic hits a fly ball into center field. Hoag settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 3, with the score, the Athletics 1, and the White Sox nothing. The White Sox will come to bat. Tom Turner is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Turner hits a fly ball into left field. Johnson settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Eddie Smith is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Smith hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Knickerbocker scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Wally Moses is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Moses is 0-for-1 in the game. Moses hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Knickerbocker scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 3, with the score, the Athletics 1, and the White Sox nothing. The Athletics will come to bat. Elmer Vallow is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Vallow is 0-for-1 in the game. He's got one RBI. Vallow hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Callaway scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Dick Siebert is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Siebert is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. Siebert hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Smith fields it and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Bob Johnson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Johnson is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. Johnson hits a line drive towards the right side of the infield. Callaway reaches out and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 4, with the score, the Athletics 1, and the White Sox nothing. The White Sox will come to bat. Merle Hoag is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hoag is 0-for-1 in the game. Hoag hits a fly ball into center field. Krivic settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Joe Quell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Quell is 0-for-1 in the game. Quell hits a line drive towards first. Siebert reaches out and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Taffy Wright is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wright is 0-for-1 in the game. Wright hits a ball on the ground towards first. Siebert scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats Wright for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 4, with the score, the Athletics 1, and the White Sox nothing. The Athletics will come to bat. Buddy Blair is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Blair is 0-for-1 in the game. Blair hits a pop-up towards third. Kennedy settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Pete Suter is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Suter is 0-for-1 in the game. Suter hits a fly ball into right field. Moses settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Bill Knickerbocker is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Knickerbocker is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. Knickerbocker hits a line drive into left field, out of the reach of right. Knickerbocker reaches second base with a double. Hal Wagner is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wagner is 0-for-1 in the game. Wagner is hit by the pitch. Roger Wolf is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wolf is 0-for-1 in the game. Wolf hits a fly ball into right field. Moses settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 5, with the score, the Athletics 1, and the White Sox 0. The White Sox will come to bat. Luke Appling is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Appling is 0-for-1 in the game. Appling takes first base on ball 4. Bob Kennedy is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There goes Appling. The throw from Wagner and he is safe. Appling steals second. Bob Kennedy is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kennedy is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. Kennedy hits a fly ball into right field. Vallo settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Don Callaway is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Callaway is 0-for-1 in the game. Callaway hits a fly ball into left field. Johnson settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Tom Turner is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Turner is 0-for-1 in the game. Turner hits a ball on the ground towards third. Blair fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 5, with the score, the Athletics 1, and the White Sox 0. The Athletics will come to bat. Mike Krivic is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Krivic is 1-for-2 in the game, with a triple. Krivic hits a line drive into left field. Wright settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Elmer Vallo is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Vallo is 0-for-2 in the game. He's got one RBI. Vallo hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Callaway scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Dick Siebert is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Siebert is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Siebert hits a fly ball into left field. Wright settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 6, with the score, the Athletics 1, and the White Sox 0. The White Sox will come to bat. Eddie Smith is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Smith is 0-for-1 in the game. Smith hits a line drive into center field. Krivic settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Wally Moses is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Moses is 0-for-2 in the game. Moses hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Knickerbocker scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Merle Hoag is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hoag is 0-for-2 in the game. Hoag hits a pop-up towards first. Siebert settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 6, with the score, the Athletics 1, and the White Sox 0. The Athletics will come to bat. Bob Johnson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Johnson is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Johnson hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Callaway scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Buddy Blair is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Blair is 0-for-2 in the game. Blair hits a line drive into right field, out of the reach of Moses. Blair reaches second base with a double. Pete Suter is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Suter is 0-for-2 in the game. Suter hits a fly ball into right field. Moses settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Blair moves to third. Two outs. Bill Knickerbocker is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Knickerbocker is 2-for-2 in the game, with a single and a double. Knickerbocker hits a fly ball into right field. Moses settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 7, with the score, the Athletics 1, and the White Sox 0. The White Sox will come to bat. Joe QL is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. QL is 0 for 2 in the game. QL hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Wolf fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Taffy Wright is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wright is 0 for 2 in the game. Wright hits a ball on the ground towards first. Siebert scoops it up and throws to first, with Wolf covering, for the out. Two outs. Luke Appling is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Appling is 0 for 1 in the game. With a walk. Appling hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Bob Kennedy is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kennedy is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. Kennedy hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Knickerbocker scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 7, with the score, the Athletics 1, and the White Sox nothing. The Athletics will come to bat. Hal Wagner is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wagner is 0 for 1 in the game. He's been hit by a pitch. Wagner hits a pop-up towards the right side of the infield. Callaway settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Roger Wolf is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wolf is 0 for 2 in the game. Wolf hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Callaway scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Mike Krivic is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Krivic is 1 for 3 in the game, with a triple. Krivic hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Elmer Vallow is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Vallow is 0 for 3 in the game. He's got 1 RBI. Vallow hits a fly ball into right field. Moses settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 8, with the score, the Athletics 1, and the White Sox nothing. The White Sox will come to bat. Don Callaway is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Callaway is 0 for 2 in the game. Callaway hits a pop-up towards short. Suter settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Tom Turner is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Turner is 0 for 2 in the game. Turner hits a pop-up, foul, in front of the plate. Wagner settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Eddie Smith is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Smith is 0 for 2 in the game. Smith hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Wolf fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 8, with the score, the Athletics 1, and the White Sox nothing. The Athletics will come to bat. Dick Siebert is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Siebert is 1 for 3 in the game, with a single. Siebert hits a fly ball into left field. Wright settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Bob Johnson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Johnson is 1 for 3 in the game, with a single. Johnson hits a ball on the ground towards short. Appling scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Buddy Blair is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Blair is 1 for 3 in the game, with a double. Blair hits a fly ball into right field. Moses settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 9, with the score, the Athletics 1, and the White Sox nothing. The White Sox will come to bat. Wally Moses is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Moses is 0 for 3 in the game. Moses hits a ball on the ground towards third. Blair fields the ball and throws it to first. Safe. Merle Hoag is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hoag is 0 for 3 in the game. Hoag bunts towards the mound. Wolf fields it and throws to first for the out. Moses moves to second. One out. Joe QL is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. QL is 0-for-3 in the game. QL takes first base on ball 4. Taffy Wright is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wright is 0-for-3 in the game. Wright hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Wolf fields it and throws to second for the out. Moses moves to third. Two outs. Luke Appling is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Appling is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single and a walk. Appling hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Moses scores. Wright moves to third. It's White Sox, 1, Athletics, 1. Bob Kennedy is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There goes Appling. The throw from Wagner and he is safe. Appling steals second. Bob Kennedy is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kennedy is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. Kennedy takes first base on ball 4. Don Callaway is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Callaway is 0-for-3 in the game. Callaway hits a pop-up towards the right side of the infield. Knickerbocker settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 9, with the score, the White Sox 1, and the Athletics 1. The Athletics will come to bat. Pete Suter is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Suter is 0-for-3 in the game. Suter hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Bill Knickerbocker is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Knickerbocker is 2-for-3 in the game, with a single and a double. Knickerbocker hits a line drive towards third. Kennedy catches it and throws to first to double up Suter. Two outs. Hal Wagner is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wagner is 0-for-2 in the game. He's been hit by a pitch. Wagner hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Callaway scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 10, with the score, the White Sox 1, and the Athletics 1. The White Sox will come to bat. Tom Turner is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Turner is 0-for-3 in the game. Turner hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Eddie Smith is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Smith is 0-for-3 in the game. Smith hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Wolf fields it and throws to second for the out. One out. Wally Moses is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Moses is 1-for-4 in the game, with a single. Moses takes first base on ball 4. Smith moves to second. Merle Hogue is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hogue is 0-for-3 in the game. Hogue hits a pop-up, foul, in front of the plate. Wagner settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Joe QL is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. QL is 0-for-3 in the game. With a walk. QL takes first base on ball 4. Smith moves to third. Moses moves to second. Taffy Wright is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wright is 0-for-4 in the game. Wright takes first base on ball 4. Smith scores. Moses moves to third. QL moves to second. It's 2-1, White Sox. Luke Appling is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Appling is 2-for-3 in the game, with two singles and a walk. He's got one RBI. Appling hits a fly ball into right field. Vallo settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 10, with the score, the White Sox 2, and the Athletics 1. The Athletics will come to bat. Crash Davis pinch hits for Roger Wolf. Crash Davis is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Davis strikes out. One out. Mike Krivic is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Krivic is 2-for-4 in the game, with a single and a triple. Krivic takes first base on ball 4. Elmer Vallo is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Vallo is 0-for-4 in the game. He's got one RBI. Vallo hits a line drive into center field, out of the reach of Hoag, who is chasing the ball. Vallo reaches third base with a triple. Krivic goes all the way around to score. It's White Sox, 2, Athletics, 2. Dick Siebert is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Siebert is 1-for-4 in the game, with a single. Siebert hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Vallo scores. The game is over. The final score, Philadelphia Athletics, 3, and Chicago White Sox, 2. Goodbye from Scheib Park in Philadelphia.